Hey, cutie. Can you scoot over a bit? Come on, make some room. I want to join you in bed. Come here. What you watching? What? You don't want to show me? Come on. What were you watching on the laptop? Don't be embarrassed. Just let me see. Oh. Aren't you a little too old for that? Come on. Oh, right. I remember. You like this because you are small. Must be your height. May have something to do with your preferences. I'm just teasing you. It's cute. Yeah, I get why you'd want to watch that right before bed. You're my cute, small girlfriend. But now, it's time for bed. Come on. Yeah, I'm not kidding. We need to wake up early tomorrow. You're gonna close the laptop, and we're going to bed. Huh? I'll cuddle you. You get to be Little Spoon again. Well, you're always Little Spoon because you're so small. Please, baby, come on. Close the laptop and get yourself ready for bed. I know you're already ready for bed. Look at you, all cute in your comfy clothes. But I'm not kidding, though. It's really, really time to close up the laptop right now. Are you not gonna listen? You not gonna listen to your handsome boyfriend? Are you going to be a bratty little girl? Huh? Okay. But you do know what happens to bratty little girls, don't you? You don't believe I'll do anything. Oh. You don't think I can just take the laptop away and pin you down? Pin you down in bed so you can't move anymore? And just do whatever I want to you? You don't believe that, huh? Listen, shorty. Last warning. Get rid of the laptop, put it on the nightstand, and go to sleep. You're still not gonna listen to me? Oh, I see. Then I guess I'll just have to take matters into my own hands. I got your laptop. Now let's see. There we go. And let's close it up and put it away. And now, you're getting punished. Well, because you weren't obedient. You were being a very bratty little disobedient sub. And you know what happens to them? They get pinned down by their tall, handsome, muscular boyfriend. And now you can't move. I might hold you down here for a little while. Until you've calmed down a bit. And until you're ready to listen to me. Do you promise, if I let you go, that we'll go to bed? Without any struggling or without any distractions, huh? You are? Are you sure about that? This isn't going to be like the last time where you convinced me to let you go and then you just ran downstairs to get snacks, huh? It's not? Okay. I'll let you go. But you will obey, right? You'll stay in bed and cuddle like we agreed? Okay then. There you go. Hey, I knew it. I knew it. You always do this. I'm not letting you go anymore. You missed your chance, and now you're getting rolled up in a blanket. I'm not kidding. What you gonna do about it, huh? What are you gonna do to stop this? You're too small, you can't do anything. Oh, look at you. Little shorty is stuck in a blanket. Oh, you're so cute. My cute little flustered sushi roll. What? You want kisses? Does my cute, adorable little sushi roll girl want kisses? Yeah. You're not so bratty anymore now, huh? What's wrong? You can't move? What you gonna do now? Listen, I will let you free if you promise that you'll behave. Huh? What was that? No, you said something. Come on, say it again, and say it a bit louder. I am not the boss over you? Oh, really? You really think I'm not in charge here? Huh. Then why am I sitting on top of you while you're stuck rolled up in the blanket? Huh? You care to explain that to me, little sop? You know, I can do whatever I want with you. And I can make you do whatever I want. Yeah. Because I'm in charge. I am not you. Because you are short, small, and a little weak, to be honest. All right, prove me wrong. Yeah, prove me wrong. Right here, right now. Try to get from underneath me. Come on, you heard what I said. See? There's nothing you can do to get out of this blanket. I wonder how far I can take this. The whole being in power thing. You know, I can physically overpower you so easily, you know? There is so much I could do to you since you're so helpless. Are you blushing? Oh my god, you totally are. Do you feel a bit subby right now? A helpless little sob, a small prey feeling hunted down and at the mercy of a dangerous carnivore? Don't worry, I'm not going to eat you, little sob. But that's not exactly what you're thinking about, huh? Yeah, you're thinking of something a bit more pleasurable. Even more primal than being eaten. Something a bit more like completely surrendering to desires. I can see it in your eyes. Well, you are stuck here after all, at my mercy. So, I guess what happens next is up to me. Do I play with you a little more? Or, well, you know, this little sushi roll gets a creamy stuffing. So, do you want that to happen, little sap? Huh? Okay. Let's just reach up this little sushi roll and find your underwear. Do I have permission to take it off of you? Look at that. A naked little sap just ready for the taking. So, you still want that creamy stuffing? Alrighty. Let's go. Let's just see where your opening is, huh? Here it is. Seems like this little sushi roll has a tight little pussy. So, what's on the menu today? A roll with cock and cum? Okay. Let's get that filling ready for you. You can't move, huh? You're just left at my mercy. Don't worry, I'm gonna go really slow on you. It's way more fun if the both of us can enjoy it, huh? But you're stuck. And I still get to do whatever I want to you. Look at you. Those cute puppy eyes. Oh, that's just so adorable. My adorable short little girlfriend. Just so cute and dependent on me. Makes it so much fun to breed you. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna get that creamy stuffing. You've been such a naughty girl, though. Still. Don't forget, this is punishment. Don't enjoy it too much. I'm still gonna take you down good, though. I wonder how warm it must be in that blanket. I'm gonna make you sweat a little. I kinda just love it when you're so, so blushy and whimpery for me. You're just so cute. You have to be the cutest girl ever. And the fact that you're so much shorter than me just makes it so much more fun to play with you. I just love dominating you completely. But not in a hurtful way, of course, just in a playful, fun way. Just to see your reactions. Oh boy, and the reactions are some cute, cute little adorable things to witness, huh? Every single touch, every single feeling you get, it all is so goddamn cute. I can just feel you twitching so keenly with every single thrust, going inside of you deeper and deeper and deeper. Maybe it's time we go a bit faster. It's getting late after all. Huh? What's that? Oh yeah, I bet you must be warm in there. With such a big, big boyfriend laying on top of you. Just stuffed into a blanket. You must be so hot right now. Feeling all this warmth enter your body. Also, the friction of me digging down that cute pussy of yours must be so warming. I get it. You must feel like an oven right now. Don't worry, I'm almost there. Just a cute little quickie. Yeah. Who's my good girl? You are. I'm almost there. You're ready for it. You better brace yourself. It's gonna be a lot. Good girl. Come on. That was a lot of fun, but now we really need to go to bed. Enough playing around. I'll set you free. I'm glad you had some fun too. You were so cute. Just so flustered. You just didn't know what I was going to do, huh? That's okay. I'm just really glad we get to have some fun moments like that. I love you. No. We really need to go to bed though, shorty. Come on. Be a good girl and come and lay in my arms. You're mine. My precious bratty sushi roll.